When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The following is a presentation of the Premier Dance Network.
I'm James, and this is The Stage Right Side with James Whiteside, where we'll dive deep into the dark world of dance and come up on the bright side. Oh, that's terrible. Welcome to The Stage Right Side. My name is James Whiteside. I'm so happy to have David Hallberg here. Say hi, David.
Hi.
David is a principal dancer with American Ballet Theatre, if you don't know. And we're, just going to talk about the birds, the bees, the flowers and the trees, pizza.
Love pizza.
We're in the middle of Whipped Cream Week, and both
week
of
seven.
Us.
Seven.
What is that, seven? Yeah?
Yeah.
Prominently woman.
We're almost
this
done.
This is happening. It's really happening.
Yeah.
It's Saturday, so there are two shows today, so you might hear a little clickety-clack in the background, like stage calls, what have you. And I do tonight, I do Prince Coffee, and David and I do the same part. So we do snaps and claps. Mm-hmm. And
we come out of a tin.
We come out of a tin. Oh, my gosh. So, the glamour. So the tin, one of the...
Ladies and gentlemen, the call is now on
Shut
stage.
Up!
The call is on stage. May we please have all Act 1 supers to the stage, please. Thank you.
You're welcome. So, as I was saying, I come out of a tin, and the top wasn't opening fast enough, so, like, I was trying to come out, and I was just banging my head on the top of the tin, being like, I need to go out now.
Because typically the tin is raised for us. We don't raise it ourselves.
So there's a handle that one of the stage hands raised the lid, whatever. And I just was banging my way out of the tin, my turn, let me dance.
It's sort of a stressful moment.
Yeah.
You're like crouched on a ladder.
Yeah.
And then that is your first entrance. And you just sort of have to pop out of this tin. And then climb out, and then take off a cape, and then jump off a whole shelving unit into the men's arms, and it's a whole thing.
Do you like jumping off stuff? Like, do you like those
I don't
things?
Mind.
Like in Swan Lake when you have to jump off at the end? Do you like that?
I don't mind it. I try and avoid it looking Disney-esque.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Like, a whole, like, run, which is more fun anyway,
yeah.
But... artistically, I try and not make it look like I'm...
clownish.
A prince, like, jumping off, you know, like, what?
Yeah.
You
going
know?
Full, like, Cirque du Soleil on that.
Yeah, exactly.
End.
Although I'd really want to.
Well, I can't say I have the same self-restraint. I love jumping off shit. Like, if I could, if I would not die, I would jump off stuff all the time. When I was a kid, I loved, you know...
Have you seen O in Vegas?
Oh, my... Yes, I have. It's incredible.
It's unbelievable.
And that's my dream, because water.
Oh, yeah? Love. Are you a water sign?
Yeah, I'm a water lion. Yes. I'm an aqua Leo. No, but I just love swimming, so...
Oh, is amazing.
Oh, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sometimes I like to look at the microphone like it's like the third person in the room, and I'm like, did you get it? Did you get the joke? But it's just a white ball. My microphone looks like a white ball.
It's a big white ball.
And it says blue on it. So that, ponder that. All right, let's get down to brass tacks. Or, as I like to say, tass brax. You are an Arizona native, correct?
Born somewhere else, but I basically grew up in Arizona.
When did you move to Ariz?
When I was 8. Before that, I was born, my rebirth.
You were born when you were 7, 7 years and 364 days old?
Yes. I was born in South Dakota.
Oh, nature queen.
Have you ever been?
No, I haven't.
No one's ever been.
I did do a project on South Dakota when I was in first grade, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, the call is morning to places, please. Again, the call is morning to places.
Cool.
Members of the orchestra of the bit, please.
No.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I, you know, like most things from school, don't remember a damn thing. I wonder what I did learn in school. I can do it. I can calculate the tip like a champ for like restaurants and stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What can I do from school? I could do a proper outline, I think.
Yeah?
I think I still remember how to do an outline.
You remember
the outlines?
I can outline like in my coloring book.
Do you know what I mean? Like the, like if you're taking notes, like the topic and then the subtopic and No.
You're speaking witchcraft to me. Like I don't know what that is. I know what a rubric is. I just like the way it was. Alina Miettinen to the stage for check-in. You're in trouble.
What's a rubric?
A rubric is like the, it's all the things you need to do. It's basically like a to-do list. So the, if the teacher has a project for you to do, they'll give you a rubric. It's like basically an outline of what your task is. Like, find out what the Sioux Indians did on November 15th.
Oh.
Like year 10.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You know?
I was a huge attention whore in school. I would get kicked out of class all the time.
Because you couldn't pay attention?
Because like, I couldn't pay attention. And
they give you drugs for that now.
I wanted everyone to pay attention to me, but like secretly behind, you know, I screwed around.
Yeah.
And so I'd get kicked out. I'd get like sent to the hallway. I'd have to sit out in the hallway by myself. And unfortunately, my class in eighth grade was right by the principal's office.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd sit there, having got kicked out of class, and the principal would walk by, like, every time. And every time she'd be like, David, what did you do now? I'm like, I was talking.
Wait, so was this in South DAC?
No, this was in Arizona.
All right. Did you drink Arizona iced tea when you lived in Arizona?
I did a couple times.
Oh. Do you remember each time you did it?
Well, I remember when it first came out and it was like a really big deal.
Yeah.
But now it's like cheap as like $1.75 at the Bottega.
It's like still 99 cents for a tall boy,
is it really?
I think.
It's scary. God knows what's in there.
I know. It's delicious. America. So does that speak to your character today that you were like a, not a troublemaker, but just like a noisy kid or what?
That's a damn good question, because I don't think it really does. I think I've like calmed down in that sense, but I feel like as a performer, I was a performer then.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah, of course.
I performed for the kids, I perform now. So there is a level of like attention seeking.
Yeah.
I think in all of us, no?
You're like, do you know who you're talking to?
That wasn't a question.
That was not a question. You know, self-awareness, people. Self-awareness.
Totally.
So, do you feel like outside of the performance aspect of your life that you still, like, I find you to be social without being, like, insane?
Thank you. What do you mean by that?
Like, okay. I mean, honestly, I'm just relating it to myself because I know myself better than I know anybody else.
Yeah.
My favorite subject. Oh, God. And I, like, my version of social is, like, running around, like, being insane, talking to everybody and just, like, screaming.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And yours is, like pulling someone off into a corner and, like, having a giggle, you know? Like,
you know, sometimes if we're going to get, like, analytical about our psyche, I think I need to be a little more like just chill the fuck out and like just like be a little bit more like you in a way.
What does that mean?
Be like a butterfly, a little bit more of a butterfly, not so like reserved and like, you know, sometimes I just need to chill the fuck out.
I mean, I think that can be applied to a lot of people in this company.
Totally.
But I have to say, you know, this company has a really special sort of, I don't want to say camaraderie, but it's just like a sort of loose web of uplifting behavior. And no one's really trying to do anything specifically. It's just a general ease and knowledge of what needs to be done that keeps this company really in tip-top, I think. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
People stay nice even though the stress and the pressure are V-high.
Yeah.
Like, we have one day to put together a ballet.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, sometimes people crack, but it's pretty rare, you know? Like, and people are pretty nice. So, it's just special.
It is unique. I agree. I think even, like, people that come from the outside are always shocked at how accepting the environment is. I think that, honestly, something I've learned personally, the more you give here, the more you get back.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the more you talk to people, the more people are going to talk to you. Mm-hmm. If you give off that vibe, like, you're just too, you know, your head is up your ass
too
much.
You're too cool for cool, you know?
Yeah, and, like, you're too concentrated, whatever. Like, you won't get much back in return.
Mm-hmm.
The more you give, the more you get, baby.
And the support feels good.
It
really does.
It absolutely feels good.
That aside, let's get back to Arizona iced tea.
Uh-huh.
What do you think is in it?
Do you think it's like some high fructose corn syrup shit?
I mean, what makes corn syrup high fructose? What is fructose?
I don't know. I know they put that in food. Do they put that in drinks?
Yeah, that's what American Coca-Cola is made of.
Oh, so it's high fructose corn syrup and cherry flavoring. Is it cherry flavored? No, it's iced tea.
No, it's tea flavored.
Oh, and it comes in that plastic gallon jug as well.
Yeah.
That's just wrong.
I had a 7-Eleven. So I lived, when I was a kid, I lived in Fairfield, Connecticut, and it was right by the beach. And we had, like, the Long Island Sound, which I guess you can call the beach, work. and my brother and I would take our bikes. It was, like, a real, like, when I think about it, it's, like, what Stranger Things. Did you watch that?
Yeah.
It's, like, my brother and I were, like, what Stranger Things was, like, is based on, essentially. We would, like, take our bikes and, like, tear down the beach drive to 7-Eleven and get, like, Arizona tall boys and hot dogs and just like nom 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 on like the cement stoop of
7-Eleven. I'd go to Circle K and get like a huge Slurpee.
Was it like a Korean shop? Circle K. Sounds so Korean.
No, it wasn't Korean. It's sort of like 7-Eleven.
Uh-huh.
But it's like they had Slurpees and I'd get like a Coke Slurpee and like some junk like
Skittles.
So that
was your choice?
Yeah.
Coke Slurpee?
Yeah.
I went for anything blue.
Oh, like they had a blue
raspberry
Slurpee as well.
Yeah. What raspberries are blue?
I have no idea. Like blue raspberry blow pops?
Yeah, delicious. And your whole mouth is blue and your teeth are blue. Especially when you're a kid because you're like, I'm not brushing my teeth. That's stupid.
I want a blue raspberry blow pop now.
Yeah.
Can someone send me a blue raspberry blow pop? That was a subtle request for like a fan package. 890 Broadway, 3rd floor, New York, New York, 10003.
Blue Raz Blow Pops.
Ow!
That was a high five, ladies and gentlemen. God, we're really going off the rails. Okay, so we're in week 7 right now, and you were out for a long
forever.
Time. It was like, you know, when dad's like, I'm going to buy cigs, and he never comes back. It was really... David was like, I'm out of Marlboros. And then it was like, poof. True, like... Voldemort, poof, be gone.
Yeah, disappearance.
But the bitch is back, and she's nailing it. Tell me how you feel at this moment, being, like, 7th week met.
Listen. It's so many things. First off, it's the first Met season I've done, full Met season, in 3 years. So, it feels like a completely new thing, but it also feels like an old coat, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I know this is how I grew up, the chaos of Met season. So But just, like, physically what I'm able to get through now, because I struggled with my body physically for 3 years. And so I'm amazed and so grateful to be able to push my body through. Like, now we're at week 7, and we have one more heavy week ahead of us. And then it's like, I don't know, I can't even...
Do you have plans to celebrate your completion of a Met season?
I have plans to, like, rest the body.
Yeah.
The body needs to rest. The body needs to...
A little TLC.
Yeah, a little TLC. Rest and strengthen. Like, it's all about strengthening now for me. So, but I think we all need to take a bit of a breather.
Yeah.
We start morning class now at 10:30, and... The way people, like, schlep into morning class is, to me, like, such an indication of how exhausted we are.
Yeah.
And it's sort of like anything goes now.
Yeah.
Like, at the end of the season, like, the way people walk in,
yeah,
10 minutes late, 15 minutes late, you know, just
the girls,
like,
aren't even wearing mascara anymore, you know? It's a real, like, blank face.
It's so blank.
And I'm like, kudos you, feminism.
Yeah.
You know?
But it's like, you know, just... This season is like no other. It really is.
I definitely think the thing that suffers most, other than my body, is my ability to put myself together in an appealing way. So, like,
you mean for the stage? Or
no, just, like, I leave my house, and it's literally, like, the same shorts I wear every day, and, like, whatever bag is nearest, like, I put on my body.
I could not agree with
my
you
bed
more.
Head is, like, way out of control. You know, it's, like, a real oil slick sheen on my fotch.
No effort. Minimal effort.
Maximum,
right?
Joy.
Maximum comfort.
And then once I get here, I basically just, like, shuffle around in my PJs all day.
Yeah,
which is
amazing.
Ideal. Yeah,
God, it's the best thing in the world, and you can get away with it. You
yeah,
know?
I mean, we really have license to look like garbage all the time.
Totally, totally, and at an absolute excuse, we
yeah,
can always blame the art form.
Yeah. I mean,
blame
what a scapegoat. Blame the art.
I don't know. I'm just so tired. I have a show.
We picked this career. Oh, my mess express. Okay, so let's see what else is going on. So you're dancing next week Mozartiana, yeah?
So next week I'm dancing Mozartiana, which is one of my favorite Balanchine ballets.
Why is that?
I think there's just... It's one of his last, if
mm-hmm,
not his last complete ballet. And he's just, it's sort of like an amazing send-off.
Yeah.
I mean, for the
it's
ballerina...
Like a reverence.
It really is.
Yeah.
It's like almost spiritual in a sense, because it opens with the ballerina just doing what's called the prayer. And I've seen so many amazing ballerinas do this role. I am not doing the role of the ballerina, but
not
I
yet,
act
Mom.
Like I was inspired by it. And the music is amazing. And listen, when Kevin and I were talking about the season, he was like, "How do you feel about Mozartiana?" And I was like, "Yes, it's one of my favorites. I watch it, you know, with such enthusiasm at New York City Ballet." And then I looked at the choreography, and like, I'm really, like, I'm brinking on the edge of, like, it being too much.
Mm-hmm.
It is so intricate. It
yeah,
is so fast.
Brinking.
But so,
I
yeah,
like that as
I'm
a
brinking.
Verb, to brink.
I'm brinking. You're so good at that.
Brinking. It's sort of like a Japanese woman saying blink.
It totally is. Oh my god. So,
or a man.
So
why not a man?
Yeah, so I'm brinking.
Yeah. Your eyes must be so dry.
So but it's been an amazing challenge. I mean, just I'm honestly, like, it sounds like a Hallmark card, but I'm so grateful that my body, I can push my body to this limit now.
Yeah. You should write your body a thank you card.
I will. I plan on that.
That sounds cathartic. Dear body, thanks.
me. Love me.
Oh, that's cute.
K-I-T, me.
What does that mean, K-I-T?
You didn't get that in your yearbook as a high schooler?
No one wrote in my yearbook. No, I'm kidding.
So it was either have a nice summer, which
hags.
When people...
Oh, wait, no. Have a good summer. Hags.
Okay, I didn't know hags.
So you have hands?
No, I...
Hans. You're looking through it like...
I did have Hans. That's amazing. No, people either wrote, if they didn't give a shit about you, they wrote, have a nice summer, or K-I-T, keep in touch, which was bullshit.
Wow.
Because you all know, like, no one ever kept in touch over the summer.
I'm going to think if I'm actually in touch with anyone from high school.
I totally am.
Crickets.
Are you not?
I mean, from my dance school, yeah, but not from high school. I don't know. Maybe I am.
Did you have
a couple
friends in high school?
I mean,
I had no friends in middle school and elementary.
I mean,
school.
Middle school was fucking crazy.
Middle school was
that
God
was like when
awful.
I think about that, I'm like, I'm alive still. This is marvelous.
It felt
so apocalyptic.
It was very apocalyptic. And it was very, like, I don't know how I'm not more scarred than, like, I am.
Yeah.
Or maybe I am, but I don't really realize it.
I really feel like I've repressed some fucking crazy shit from my middle school years.
I could not agree with you more.
3 years. And, like, I'm speechless. It was insane.
Uh-huh.
People were
It's like
so
Lord
cool.
of the Flies.
Yeah.
It's seriously
truly.
Lord of the Flies. Survival of, like,
It's a mental test. It's a real mental test, a ringer.
Uh-huh.
Put your kids in public school, it'll save them in the future. Teach them how to really just be stronger than everything
Amen.
In the world.
Listen, it's funny that you say that, because, like, I really believe that those kinds of hard environments make you a better person.
Without a doubt. Are you kidding?
Like, I think that's where ballet has really served me well, in that I had an amazing teacher who you know, Kiwon Han.
Yes.
And he trained me for four years in Phoenix in high school because I was getting a late start in ballet, blah, blah, blah.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, no bullshit.
Yeah.
He was so hard on me. I could never take anything easy. I never had any positive reinforcement. I didn't know if I was the worst dancer in America or one of the best dancers in America. Yeah. I had no concept because he never praised me. Yeah. He just made me work my ass off.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then I went to Paris Opera School and, like, everyone hated me and, like, I was pushed aside and pushed in the back and kind of forgot about it.
So, wait,
and it's,
is that because you're American or because you were a good dancer or
I think
what?
It's a bit of both.
Yeah.
And they were just really threatened by me. But those environments, like, gave me the skin I have now, like, the thick kind of callous skin, like...
Well, you need to exfoliate.
Totally.
You know
or
those
like
nature documentaries? Or what?
Or, like, all the past.
Or that. Choose one. You know those nature documentaries where it's, like, a fucking crawfish in, like, a volcanic undersea vent at, like, 4 million feet deep?
Uh-huh.
Middle school. Same.
That's amazing. That was you in middle school?
Yeah.
Or that's everyone in middle school?
No, yeah. Everyone in middle school, except for a couple people who were just, like, cool for no reason.
And now? Where are they? Thank you.
Where? Jenny Craig. No, I'm kidding. Hateful. Just kidding. X's and O's.
There were the Pringle triplets. There were triplets.
And their last name was Pringle?
And their last name was Pringle.
Did
and
they
everyone
own the chips?
Called them the Pringles. And they were, like, super popular. These, like, blonde, like, skater, like, punk kids.
Wow, and, that's an interesting mixture.
And they probably peaked when they were 13.
Yeah.
Kisses, Pringles.
Yeah, it's better to suck early and win later.
Amen.
Put that on a t-shirt.
That is such a t-shirt. It's so true.
So during class today, David and I were talking, and he would say something, you know, normal, and then I would like mutter some like crazy grocery store bum bullshit, like
like I had no, I know him, I know James well enough now that like I can keep up with it, but like he actually caught himself for once, which was amazing. So this was kind of the conversation. Let's.
Do you remember?
No.
But like, oh, you know what similar. To do. Like, so like,
he flip was... it on like a switch. So I'm like, James, yesterday I was actually really tired, but today I feel like I've like recharged a bit.
And I must have said something along the lines of like, yeah, you gotta plug in sometimes. You just gotta plug in, you know, plug in. You know, and just like repeating crazy over and over.
Yeah.
And David was like, uh huh. And I was like, oh, I did it. I did it again. Okay.
Well, you know. Aww. That's all right.
So I'm looking around, and David has about 14 pairs of the same Nike sneaker.
I do, don't.
Explain me, Lucy. Explain me.
Well, I shot a Nike campaign.
Park.
Where I danced in water.
Park.
And they built this huge, amazing set. And I choreographed this kind of this dance to this song called Ain't No Grave. This is a long answer, sorry.
I want the long answer.
And they made this amazing, amazing video with this water. It was shot so beautifully and
shot
now,
so beautiful.
It was shot so beautiful.
Bring guys, I'm sorry.
We're losing it.
That's rude.
We're losing it week 7.
We know it's rude and we apologize. Next.
And, you know, they've welcomed me to the Nike family, which is amazing.
When can we see the full thing? Because all I saw was a teaser trailer.
There were some teasers.
Uh-huh.
And the full thing is coming out in a couple of weeks, I think, once they get the rights to publicly have a public domain of the music kind of thing.
It's okay,
like a, it's
I
like
see.
A logistic thing.
Well, shouldn't that person want, like, literally, they'll get sync rights from it, yeah? Like sync royalties?
I have absolutely no idea.
Oh my god. Otherwise, they should choose some public domain, like, you know, 1910 Boogie Woogie.
Bugle Boy?
But
did you do,
did you do a tap dance
to that?
Who didn't do a tap dance to that? Come on.
Something else James and I have in common is that we were total jazz babies.
Mm-hmm. Thankful for it.
That's how I started dance. Well, I started tap dancing, and then I started jazz, and then I went into the competition world. And mind you, I went full force. I was Mr. Showstopper,
no.
Mr. LADF, Mr., you know, Urban Jam, Mr. Blah Blah. I went to Edge in L.A., and I lived for it. Lived for it.
I need to see photos and videos.
There are some photos. No videos have surfaced yet, but Mom has some VHSs.
I need to do this, too. I have mad VHSs that I need to convert, because who owns a VHS player these days?
Amen.
This needs to happen. This
yeah,
is, like,
does.
Homework for us.
Really
this summer?
Does. It really does.
I went to Jen, one of our stage managers, and I was like, can I convert my old jazz tapes? And she was like, no.
Because they don't have a VHS.
No, they have a converter, but, like, they're not gonna...
Oh, they're not gonna, like...
Like, wait. Why would they do that for me, you know? I was like, okay.
Oh, okay.
I mean, she was like, maybe, but I could tell it was like, that's annoying, go away.
Yeah.
Bless. I feel like we just ask really annoying things most of the time. But, you know, ask and you shall maybe receive.
Amen. I never know what it's like on the other end from, you know, dancer requests.
I feel like dancer requests can get really out there.
They
like,
can really,
we really feel like we deserve, like, everything just because we're tired, you know? We deserve this, you know? It's ours, which is not really true or correct.
And sometimes we can do it ourselves.
Right. Last week, two weeks ago, I had Kyle Pickles and Ashley Bear, who were the company managers, and they were, this is hilarious, they were talking about when we take a tour to, say, Barcelona, and, like, we've never been there all together before, and we get there, and we deplane, and they said, like, you know, the dancers ask things like, where's the bathroom? You know, like, instead of just being, like, looking for a sign or, you know, like, they've never been there to that airport.
And they have no idea where the bathroom is.
Yeah, so it's a real, like, just you think.
Yeah.
Sometimes we forget that we have our own brains. Don't you feel?
I totally agree.
That's something to work on.
Well, and also you realize, like, how well you're taken care of, like, in a big company.
Yeah.
You know, like, your travel's taken care of for you, and you're treated well.
Chaperoned hither and thither.
Yeah.
But mostly thither. So, what else can we wax on about? How about, do you have any post-show rituals, like ice buckets or, like, a bottle of whiskey or something?
Beer.
Biru.
Yeah.
What kind of beer?
Right now it's Corona.
Uh-huh.
But it's always a cold beer. My favorite thing to do post-show is, like, have a beer, have a shower, leave the theater, and, like, not have any obligation to, like, see people. Mm-hmm. So I can either just kind of go home and act like nothing happened.
Yeah.
Or just go to a restaurant.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes, like, alone. It's so nice not to have, like, obligations where, like, you're out to dinner with 12 people, and some of them are, like, your fourth cousin from, you know, Tennessee or something. Or whatever.
I totally agree, and I'm... Can you imagine being, like, Britney Spears?
And seeing, like, people every night after
and,
a show.
Yeah, and then being, like, you know, like, we're your friend from, like, elementary school, you know? Like, remember me?
Totally.
Like, will you take a picture with my 14 children? You know?
Yeah.
I'm so glad I'm not Britney Spears.
Speaking of, I had, you know, a lot of people want to come backstage, right?
Yeah.
After shows.
Yeah.
I went to see Dear Evan Hansen.
Yes.
Two nights ago, and it was unbelievable. Ben Platt is unbelievable. He's
I have to see it.
And I know him through a mutual friend, and we've met a couple times. Mm-hmm. But I was so shy about going backstage. Yep. I didn't end up going backstage, but I was so sensitive to, like, how he has to greet people.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, you look on his Instagram, and he's like, oh, Julianne Moore popped by tonight. Oh, yeah. Here I am with Julia Roberts. Yeah. Oh, you know, like, he's, everyone's coming to see the show.
Yeah.
So, like, after the show, I was like, should I go say hi? Da, 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 da. And I honestly went through as a performer and being like, how many random people, like, go back and be like, hey, I was like, no, I'm just gonna enjoy a show and go home.
Totally. And, that's respectful, mindful, and aware. Kudos, you.
Balanced.
I love it. Balanced. So weird.
I love it. I hope there's a sound difference when we get close to the microphone.
Is there a sound difference when we get... All right. Yeah, I need to see that show desperately.
It's amazing. It's amazing. So, let me ask you a couple questions. Let me flip it.
Oh my god, I'm scared now.
Ooh, you just stood up straight. Who has been, and this isn't a trick question.
Okay.
Who has been your favorite interview? Your funniest, your most memorable, and don't say everybody.
I wouldn't do that. That's crazy.
So, like, who has been a fun.
Jesus. That time I interviewed Jesus. That's an excellent question. There have been, I think, a couple who have been wonderful for different reasons. Like, I interviewed Julie Kent, and it was my last interview of last year's Stage Right Side season, if you will. And my mom had passed away, like, a couple days before, and I, like, have deep respect for Julie and, like, almost have a sort of maternal relationship with her, and it was really insightful and cathartic and just, like, a nice thing to have done, you know, in the days after my mom passed away. that was really special, and she's just so wise and charming, you know, that.
Yeah.
I interviewed Jack Ferver, who's, for those of you who don't know Jack, he's sort of like a downtown theater maker. Very, very funny. And, like, when the two of us get together, it's literally just, like, we might as well just, like, be screaming into a corner, you know?
Yeah, like, I sort of can picture that.
And that was just insane. And I was, like 45 minutes passed, and I was, like, I don't know what the fuck just happened. But it was fun. Publish, you know?
I can picture you guys kind of...
And then the first one I ever did with guests was Stella and Bella, and we called it the Ellas. And we were just like, I couldn't tell you what we talked about. It was really just like, do you like water? I love water. You know, like really basic and fun.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's I like doing
list.
This. It's hard because a lot of these things you can just like Google about the people. Google is really ruining information by making it available to everyone.
What a burden.
So I'm trying to do these in a way that is just, you know, getting to know the human as opposed to getting to know the facts about the human.
Yeah.
And turns out I really fucking enjoy it. And I like cursing.
Good.
Yeah. It feels good.
I am.
And I can also use nice words.
I have to say, you, I'm going to totally toot your own horn here.
Don't toot my horn. I'm embarrassed.
On air. You are such an embodiment of, like, a modern-day artist. And I really believe this. Don't start laughing, you little bitch. He's so uncomfortable
I'm
right now.
So,
you should see it. He's, like, curled in a ball. You are, like, really, like, a true embodiment of someone who lives today. And you do... You have love and respect and deep passion for an art form that at times gets very antiquated. And I think as principal ballet dancers, we often question the roles that we do because they're hundreds of years old. At least I have. I don't know if you have as well.
Please, yes.
But you have found this beautiful balance between... you know, facilitating that need in the ballet world and facilitating the need in yourself probably as well. But also, like, having so many different sides of yourself as an artist other than being, you know, the prince. And it has, and you, I think you'll agree with me, it hasn't always been safe. I mean, you are a controversial character, per se, in the ballet world. But I always have felt... I've never told you this, actually, and I'm telling you on air. It's so funny. I've always felt that you... It's so needed, what you do. It's so necessary as sort of, like... the person you naturally are. You don't force anything. Like, who you are is who you are. And I think the ballet world in general is a better place because of it. And because I've seen how you've adapted here at ABT and how ABT has adapted to you more or less. And the ballerinas you've danced with that have maybe haven't been so open to the way you live your life and whatever, because you're not this, you know, this beautiful prince who only dance ballet with ballerina, you know, kind of thing. And, like, I have such deep, like, my Russian accent.
That was amazing.
Yeah, I can turn it like that. But I have such respect for what you do because you really are an artist of today. And you're curious and you're open and, you know, you're not one to put yourself in a sort of box that you feel, that a lot of us feel like we should be in. Because, like, why should we be there, you know?
Thanks.
So,
I thank you very much. And that is, once again, this is really special because we've never talked about this just randomly, and here we are on the podcast chatting about it.
Mm-hmm.
I think...
with the red light blinking.
I really appreciate hearing that. It's... I don't know what to say. I'm sufficiently uncomfortable.
I mean, you don't have to respond. I really mean it. And I think, like, the fact that you're talking to us as humans and, like, putting it out there and whatever, like, it's just another side of, like, what you can give art in general, and not just ballet, but, you know, as a whole.
Well, we're getting into my hole now. Oh, wow.
But I digress.
Case in point. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, I think it's time we play a little game.
Uh-oh.
Called Hidge or Not Hidge.
Okay.
So you know what Hidge means at this point.
At this point, I do. It took me actually a while. I kept hearing it from everyone. I'm like, what is Hidge?
So Hidge means like, oh, it's Hidges. You know, like, oh, that, see that dress over there? That's Hidges. You know, like, for British.
Was it British at first?
No, it's not. I just literally made it up. Like,
oh, okay.
I don't know.
You really made this up?
Yeah.
I love it.
Because Bella always says,
everyone,
like,
says it now.
Like, vidja, like, instead of video.
Uh-huh.
Like, have you seen that
vidja.
Skit?
Yeah.
Like, with Maya Rudolph playing Beyonce. She's like... look at my vidya or whatever. Yeah. And so I'd be like, that's hideous. That's hideous, you know? And then it became Hidge. So whatever. I'm never prepared for this, by the way. So, like, it's a real, like, see something, say something. Like,
okay.
Like, Hidge or not Hidge, Cetaphil. I just saw that David has a bottle of Cetaphil, which is a dermatologist-recommended face wash. I also use it.
Do you?
So
it's
not
heaven.
Hidge. Not Hidge at all.
Not Hidge, no.
So I'm going to use my brain and think of something that what might actually be interesting.
Okay.
All right. Hidge or not Hidge? Hillary Clinton.
Not Hidge.
Work. I'm going to have to agree with you on that.
Yeah.
Hidge or not Hidge? The Muppets.
Not Hidge.
So the other day we...
Oh, yes! Are you going to say this?
This is amazing.
This is so brilliant.
So...
and then she felt really guilty.
She did!
Okay, we're going to fill you in.
Okay, so we were sitting in the principal hallway. Like, we really like to collect around the monitor and just, you know,
shoot
gab
the
on.
Shit.
Yeah. And Jillian posited that each one of us had a corresponding Muppet.
Like, we were a Muppet doppelganger kind
of
thing.
And so she's declared herself Kermit, I'm Miss Piggy, and she said that David...
No, I walked by sort of nonchalant.
Yeah, he was like going to his dressing room, and like zero fucks.
Yeah, and she's like, everyone's a Muppet, you're a Muppet, David, as I'm walking by. I'm like, oh, well,
he's like,
what,
cool.
She's like, what Muppet would you be? I'm like, I can't think of any Muppets. And then... she goes...
wait, what's the guy's name? Beaker. She goes, you're Beaker. And he went to his... wait, you left or something?
I left, and then you came back. I'm like, yeah. And I came back. And I was like, is Beaker that nerdy one, like the scientist?
He like squeaks. He doesn't even talk.
No. And she Googled him, and I do look like Beaker, I will admit. But I was like... God, of course I'm, like, the tall, angular, like nerdy scientist, like, antisocial, like, you know, guy, like, nerd in the corner. And I sort of acted a little bit offended, which,
taking
of
back,
course,
yeah.
I wasn't really, but I'm like, I'm not Beaker. Jillian felt so guilty. She, every time I walked by thereafter, you know, like two or three times, she'd be like, I love Beaker.
Yeah.
Beaker's
so cute.
He's so cute. I love Beaker, though.
It was cracking me up.
I'm like, Jillian, it's okay. The damage is done.
So if you could pick one for yourself, now that you've had time to mull over it.
Beaker.
Snooze. I feel like if... I'd like to be if Miss Piggy and Animal had a baby together.
Who's Animal?
The, like, insane drummer from the band.
Oh, yeah. That's amazing.
All right. Last Hidge or not Hidge. Has to be a good one. Okay. Hidge or not Hidge. Well, I want you to pick something Hidge, but you're not going to say it's Hidge. George Balanchine.
Not Hitch.
As a person.
Controversially Hitch.
Yeah, in what ways?
You know, he loved ballet as woman, quote unquote. He had a number of wives. And, you know, he was a true artist in that regard, yeah. I think.
Yeah, he was a pioneer of adultery. No, I'm kidding. I mean, whatever. You do you, girl. I don't know what to say. It's really hard because the ballets are so good. And then you hear, you know, some stories and you're like, oh, that's too bad.
Mm.
But
I feel like sometimes, and this isn't specific to George Balanchine, but character is sometimes sacrificed for your, when you're so great at something. I feel like more often than not, it comes with a controversial character.
Mm. Well, and now I feel, at least when he was really doing the thing, it's not like he, it's really hard because when you look back at someone's life, you can pick it apart, you can find all the dirty stuff and air it. Whereas when you're living, you have the choice to keep your dirty laundry secret. Everyone has gross things about them that they don't tell the world. And I think that's real. Maybe it's not okay, but it is the way humanity is.
It's so
we
true.
Are not perfect.
No.
And you have a prolific artist like Mr. B. Praise him, capital H-I-M. And you're bound to find out some dirty laundry. And then again, at that time, there weren't publicists, you know,
no.
On the front lines for you, taking hits and changing stories, flipping scripts.
Yeah, and things weren't as fast then. Everything's so fast now.
You can really bury that story quick with another story. I mean, look at our president.
I know.
Let's not go there.
No, I mean, it just short intake of breath means like it's such a mess.
A gay
such
gasp.
A mess. Totally. Totally.
Oh my gosh, David, I cannot thank you enough. This was so much fun.
This was fun.
It was really just all over the place and ideal. I can't tell you how happy I am to have you back.
Thank you.
I missed you. I did not get enough of you to begin with.
Thank you.
And you're just plain wonderful. So
it's great to be back, rebirthed.
Yeah, Phoenix. Oh, that's what I was talking about. I was like,
yes.
When we were
and actually, it's funny that you said that. Finish the story, and I'll tell you what's funny.
I mean, I don't even know. But I was just saying that, you know, Phoenix rising from the ashes, blah blah blah.
Yeah, I was just like, I feel a lot different today. I've really been brinking this week, and now I feel actually a little more recharged today. And he's like, Phoenix,
rising from the ashes.
Rising from the ashes.
You know, like.
And I have to admit, because of my injury, which lasted 2.5 years, and because I had to go through every aspect of my entire life and re-examine everything, I feel actually like a phoenix rising from the ashes. So when you said that, what actually wasn't going through my mind was, this bitch speaks total jabber. Like, I do not get what this man's saying. It was more like, actually, yeah, totally. I feel like... So, for once, actually, when you're aware of it, actually, I wasn't thinking that you're an asshole.
Score one for me. Oh, my God. Do you want to... All right, we're going to go. Come back next week for the final episode of this year's The Stage Right Side with Jalms Whiteside. Let's go have an Arizona iced tea. What do you say?
Let's go. High fructose corn syrup.
Baggy.
Bye.
Mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.